What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Friday, February 7th, 2020. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And it is now official. The paperwork is done. I will be going home back to my domicile 8 o'clock in the morning next Tuesday. So Tuesday's show will be live from my main broadcast setup, where we won't have to deal with this very flaky internet that we're dealing with where I'm currently located. And because of that, we're going to do today and Monday what we did yesterday, which is hour number one is going to be live, probably followed by 2 hours of best of replay, just because I don't trust this internet to stay up. And I don't want to have to flip back and forth between the internet and the phone and the internet and the phone. And I know I could tough through the show that way, but at this point I'm like figuring, why should I go on doing this craziness because somebody else, you know, couldn't get their internet working properly? I mean, it's shocking to me that the nation that invented the internet has such poor quality internet at the consumer level. I mean, places like Japan, they have gigabit into consumer homes right now, and we're still dealing with, you know, uplink speeds of like maybe 20 megabits per second. I mean, it's just... There we go. Okay, now, so we're still dealing with the aftermath of Iowa. And Iowa is, well, basically at this point, Iowa has reported all the precincts. Buttigieg and Sanders are tied, virtually tied, in the popular vote. I mean, they're so close together. If somebody wanted to call for a recount, it would be done. They're tied in the number of delegates they have each, 11 each. Biden is still at zero. And DNC Chief Tom Perez is calling for the Iowa Democrats to re-canvass the state because of the train wreck that was the Iowa caucuses. And a lot of people are saying it's time for the Iowa caucuses to lose their favored position on the calendar of being the first election event of any election season here. Now, Sanders is out there declaring victory. So is Buttigieg. And I guess both of them can, because yes, our internet went down again. So we're talking about Iowa and what an absolute mess it was, and how Sanders is declaring victory, Buttigieg is declaring victory, which is okay because they basically tied. And going into New Hampshire, of course, the polls are showing that Biden is in serious, serious trouble. He's also running out of money, and so he's not able to basically do the presentations, the positive the rallies that he would normally be doing. Now, the Iowa Democrats are thrashing around for somebody to blame for all this mess rather than themselves. Yesterday, they were blaming Russia. Oh, it's Russian hackers came in. They did this whole thing. Now they're blaming Trump supporters for crashing the private hotline used by the caucus chairs. Because, you know, part of the story is that when the app went down, the caucus chairs tried to use the phone line, which was a backup system, to report the totals to the Central Tabulation Center, and they had to sit on hold for a very long time. There weren't enough operators, and now the Democrats are saying, well, apparently the phone number
was posted online, and those gosh darn Trump supporters, they just jammed up the lines to keep the caucus from moving forward. I don't know why any Trump supporter would do that, because Trump was on the Republican side, and of course he sailed through with 97% of the vote and virtually all of the delegates. So anyway, here, apparently Mike Bloomberg netted 20 popular votes in Iowa after spending $200 million. That's basically $10 million per vote. Not a good cost per vote ratio for a campaign. You know, I mean, for $10 million, I'd vote for Mike Bloomberg. Let's be honest here. So according to the latest polls out of New Hampshire, Sanders leads, Buttigieg surges into second. Joe Biden's collapse means trouble for the Democrats. 25% of those likely to vote in the Democratic presidential primary support Bernie Sanders, putting him in first place. This is a Boston Globe, WBZ-TV, Suffolk University poll. Now, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg moved into second place with 19%, so he's well back from Bernie Sanders. Although Buttigieg is surging, he was only 11% last Monday. Now he's at 19%. All right, Joe Biden goes missing in New Hampshire as his financially strapped campaign struggles to recover from the crushing Iowa loss. See, the problem is when you have that bad of a loss, the people who are writing the checks to fund your campaign, they start looking for somebody else to give those checks to. Now, getting on back to the impeachment, and it's very obvious that Nancy Pelosi's tearing up of the script has backfired on her. She's drawn a huge amount of criticism about that. Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii is saying that Trump is not acquitted. CNN attacked her for that comment. She doubled down and repeated it again. And now you know why those of us who live in Hawaii call her Crazy Mazie. All right, well, apparently the payback for the impeachment fiasco is going to be a bitch, and it's starting because apparently the Trump administration is looking to oust Alexander Vindman from the National Security Council because of remarks he made during President Trump's impeachment hearing. So the axe is starting to fall. And, of course, the Senate is now looking into Joe Biden and the allegations regarding Hunter Biden and the graft and corruption from the Burisma gas company. Okay, let's hit this. I'm trying to get things connected back on the internet while I'm talking to you. All right, immediately after Trump's acquittal, GOP senators demand Secret Service records on Hunter Biden's travel. And the Senate gets highly sensitive Hunter Biden records after a letter to the money laundering unit in the Treasury Department. So it looks like there's a lot more going on that we don't know about just yet, and they're looking into all of that. So, yeah, the backlash is going to be very, very, very serious. As well it should be. I mean, this whole thing was such a... Now, one of the things I really like that Trump did, when he had his speech about the impeachment yesterday, he made a point of thanking his family for standing by him when dealing with all of this impeachment nonsense, because it had to be rough on all the Trump family. You know, they had no idea where they're going to have to pack and leave the White House. And so I thought it was really great. I mean, as disappointed as I am in a lot of his other decisions and actions, I thought it was very cool the way that he brought his family in and said, thank you very much for standing with me, because that kind of familial loyalty can be really, really important. Okay, now let's see. Over in Israel, actually in Syria, Israel carried out a missile attack on Damascus. And one of the things that they did, and they do it a lot, they used a civilian airliner as a shield. In other words, they'll find a civilian airliner that is flying into the airport where they want to go and bomb, and they'll sort of park their airplanes in the radar shadow of that civilian airliner. And that, unfortunately, makes that civilian airliner a target in the event of a retaliatory strike coming from the ground. And apparently this airliner, an Airbus with 172 passengers, almost fell under the fire of the Syrian army when it repelled an Israeli attack near Damascus. And the plane had to be flown to the Russian airbase and landed there rather than the Damascus airport. So this is something that Israel does all the time. And you have to wonder how many times has a civilian air crash in that part of the world been caused by Israel warplanes hiding in their radar shadow. All right, now, as you know, the major rationale for the U.S. administration for the drone assassination of IRGC General Qassem Soleimani and commander of Iraq's Popular Mobilization Forces Abu Mandi al-Mahandis was the December 27th rocket attack on the K-1 camp in Kirkuk, which housed coalition forces. Now, the attack involved surface-to-surface missiles. Strikes killed an American contractor and reportedly wounded several U.S. troops. Washington immediately blamed the Iran-backed Iraqi paramilitary group Kataib Hezbollah, with Mike Pompeo saying of the attack, "We will not stand for the Islamic Republic of Iran to take actions that put American men and women in jeopardy." Unfortunately, top Iraqi military and intelligence officials are now saying that this attack was actually a false flag by ISIS. So, once again, the false flag goes on out. The U.S. attacks who they want to attack. And that will be that. All righty, getting on over to China here. Apparently, the city of Guangzhou has joined the quarantine, and this brings to a total of 400 million people are on lockdown to try and save them from the Wuhan coronavirus. Now, I know there are two schools of thought on this, that it is a major, major problem and that it's not a big deal whatsoever. And it's kind of hard to say, and partly because, and I've gotten a lot of emails from people saying, you know, Rivero, you're not doing justice to your listeners by lowballing this story. Well, you know, we got all excited about the When Pigs Fly flu back in 2009. We got all excited about SARS. We got all excited about all these other flus, which really didn't do all that much. And I'm not trying to trivialize those who did get sick and died from these flus, but it wasn't really a major, major problem. So this time we can be forgiven for saying, I'm not sure that the official story, either from China or the U.S., represents the actual truth. The actual truth is probably somewhere in between China's low numbers and the doomsayers' high numbers. Where exactly, we don't know. Interestingly enough, even though China's neighbors have all reported cases of coronavirus, North Korea has not reported any. And a lot of people are wondering, I wonder why. Are they not getting the virus because their borders are closed, or are they getting the virus and simply not reporting it? Now, Jackie Chan, who's a movie star, martial arts star, and I actually got to meet him in Honolulu, he's offered a reward of 1 million yuan, which translates to $197,000 U.S. for the development of an antidote to the coronavirus that originated in Wuhan City. The problem with that being that there is no cure for a viral disease. You just simply have to wear, you know, ride it out. That's the problem with that thing. All right, let's get to the economic news here. And China is going to cut in half their retaliatory tariffs on hundreds of U.S. goods worth about $75 billion. So China is basically backing off on this trade war. And probably it's because of the coronavirus hitting their economy very hard, and they're trying to figure out a way that they can restart it. Now, the Tesla stock tumbled 17% after the coronavirus hits the China factory and delays the Model 3 deliveries. But the company is still worth more than the big three automakers combined. Now, to me, that is saying, like, there's another mania, like Tulip Mania or Silicon Mania. I think Tesla Mania is going to join that, because everybody said, I mean, the company is performing so poorly, and yet its stock keeps going up and going up and going up. And I'm definitely smelling the tulips here. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Okay, now, whether you call it quantitative easing or not, the Fed is monetizing the U.S. debt. And what they mean by that phrase is they're simply printing up the money to try and fix, to try and pay off the debt. And they're trying to inflate the debt away. And the problem is that puts a tremendous inflationary pressure on the U.S. dollar, which means the money in your pocket, after you've earned it, after you've traded your labor for it, that money is magically losing value and purchasing power. And that means prices are going to start going up again relative to the value of the dollar in your pocket. So what they're doing is they're transferring that debt from the U.S. government onto you. All righty. Over in Europe, we're still looking at the aftermath of the Brexit. The Remainers are still out in the street crying and tearing their clothes and pouring ashes on their head here. And apparently Germans are now calling for a Dexit, as in Deutschland exit. And this is just a week after the British success, the Brexit success, and they're demanding their own Brexit. And Deutschland politicians are battling tirelessly to follow Britain's lead to quit the EU as a matter of urgency. I can understand why the Germans want out of the European Union, because with Britain gone, they are going to shoulder the entire financial burden of keeping the EU going, because most of the other nations in the EU are in serious economic trouble. They're in debt to the European Central Bank, and the debt is growing, and Germany has been tapped to try and float along enough money to keep these other countries from going belly up. And Germany was willing to take half that load, with Britain taking the other half, but now Britain is gone. And the full load falls on Germany, and I think the Germans are saying, no, we can't do this. Half, maybe, we weren't even happy about that, the whole thing, no. So Germany is joining the list of nations wanting to get out of the EU. I think the EU is finished. I think it's over. So it's dying. It's just looking for a place to fall down. All righty. The judge in the Epstein estate case is demanding that lawyers representing Epstein's estate explain the 2.6 million transferred from the estate to a bank that he owned. This was the bank that was set up a few years ago, was inactive, and then all of a sudden, after Epstein's supposed death, money started being transferred to it. So far, $15.5 million in total. And Judge Herman Purcell said of the transaction, there is no explanation for it. So Epstein's Virgin Islands Bank, named Southern County International, was set up in 2014 for his offshore clients. Now, the initial launch of the bank is questionable in itself, as Epstein was already a convicted sex offender at the time. In the years prior to his death, the bank appeared to be non-operational. But after he died, a series of multimillion dollar payments were made by Epstein's estate. In other words, that's his golden parachute. He's still alive. And he's looting his own estate for money, to basically party on, to retire on. Boy, $2.6 million, I could retire pretty good on that. $15 million, yeah, I could definitely retire on that. Now, apparently, in conversations, a gentleman named Hoffenberg revealed that Epstein confessed to him he was a spy for a foreign government. Gee, I wonder which one. Now, another little Epstein connection here. If you're looking through the flight logs of the Lolita Express, you find the name John Robert. More when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Feeling down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are loaded up, so let's go to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I think with what happened in Iowa, that really ought to help red pill the Bernie supporters out there, the left populist. Let them know, like they're getting to see like what we on the right have seen with the media, you know, CNN and MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and all these, you know, these same people that were talking about Russians with Trump are now talking about Russians in Iowa. And by red-pilling Bernie supporters, maybe we can bring up what happened to Seth Rich, who was a Bernie supporter and was murdered by the same establishment that is that doesn't allow his name to even be spoken on the media. And, I mean, I've always thought, like, how did Bernie and his supporters... You know, it seems like only us guys on the right, us populist Trump supporter types, want to bring up Seth Rich. Well, he was a Bernie supporter. He was a righteous dude, man. He, you know, I don't agree with Bernie's politics, but this man's heart was all for it. He was trying to stop the corruption of the Democratic Party and the democratic process. And for that, he was murdered after he gave all the files to, Julian Assange. And, you know, this is really easy to see, and I'm hoping that by what happened in Iowa, the ground for, you know, the Bernie type supporters is a little more fertile, because they seem to understand how Bernie got robbed, but everybody seems to forget how one of Bernie's major supporters was murdered, and murdered to me by the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Clintons and the whole gang of them. And I'm hoping this might spur some Bernie supporters in the media and otherwise, or somebody that has some information about what happened to Seth Rich, to blow this case wide open. It's been too long waiting for justice for this man, and I really don't see Trump or Trump's Department of Justice, with the FBI being run by Chris Wray, a rat fink, you know what, ever gonna achieve justice through those channels, because, you know, that's not gonna happen with Chris Wray in there. They've already found that the FBI was stonewalling on information they had about the murder of Seth Rich. Boy, isn't that kind of funny? But it does bother me that the people that should be fighting for Seth Rich the most seem to have forgotten his name, you know, the Bernie supporter types. And I'm hoping maybe this is the last straw with the way they've been treated by the media and being robbed in Iowa, and that they're finally going to roll up their sleeves and realize the enemy, their enemy isn't Donald Trump and right populists. Their enemy is the establishment and the establishment media. And the DNC, obviously. But that's kind of what I had to say. The one other thing is it turns out Vindman and his brother just got fired. And it's a great day as far as exposing the, I'm going to call it what it is, the Jewish coup attempt against the President of the United States. I mean, we had seven senators, all seven of the Jewish senators voted to convict the president. We had Schiff and Nadler, a New York and a California Jew, who's one, the California Jewish guy's son is in what was wearing a Mossad T-shirt. And now you have this colonel and his brother, who are both Ukrainian Jews. And now they can go after that ambassador, who's another one. And that, you know, it just seems like when you look at this whole attempted coup against the president, it really did have a Jewish face. And I hate to say that, but I'm going to call it, I call strikes and balls. I'm not going to, like, you know, work my way around it. This guy, you know, I just don't understand how they can be so duplicitous to Trump, and he's given them so much as far as Jerusalem and like carte blanche as far as, you know, military weapons and you know, talking good about Israel all the time. It's just very rotten, and I'm glad to see Vindman paying the price, and hopefully it'll continue, and not just against Jewish people or Jewish, you know, seditious people, I should say, but against all the other people that have done, you know, coup attempts against this president. And hopefully this is the start of the night of the long knives, as they say.
Well, I'm not sure Night of the Long Knives is really appropriate here, because the Long Knives were on Hitler's side, which is why the betrayal was particularly onerous. But definitely Trump needs to put on those presidential brass knuckles and start cleaning house. And he needs to do it like right now. He's running out of time, because unless he starts acting presidential, I think people are going to lose faith in him, and it's going to reflect in the 2020 general election.
Well, I sense a lot more outrage starting to brew up from people on the right that Trump hasn't done anything. I mean, I heard a Maria Bartiromo the other day just saying, well, when are we going to get justice? When are all the people for 3 years have been dragged through this? We demand justice. And to Lindsey Graham, and Lindsey Graham said, well, we're going to get it. Now that's Lindsey Graham. Sure. All we're going to get from him is a stonewall, because he's up to his elbows in Ukrainian money himself. You know, John McCain's best friend is really going to bring us justice. All he's going to do is stonewall. You know, but at the same time, it just shows the outrage that even a Fox, you know, business type reporter woman can be so pissed off to demand, like, we want our pound of flesh. So we've gone through a lot. And, you know, Trump's not the only one that, you know, felt this. And I just want to, it's time. You know, you're the president. Don't whine about how unfair you were treated. Do something, you know, and hopefully this is the start. I hope so.
I agree. I'm waiting for him to act like a president. All right, Joe, we got to let you go. We got to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
We'll not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Take a few deep breaths, calm down, and what's on your mind?
Hi, good day to you, Michael, and aloha. Yeah, Michael, that your last caller was on the money. He's absolutely right. The Jews are only 2% of the population, but nine senators are Jews. You got 29 Congress people are Jews. Two of them are Republican. In the House, and all nine senators are Jewish, I do believe. Last election, they voted 82% for the Democratic candidate. They're not hardly. Trump gets 20% of the Jew vote this election coming up. I think that'd be very good for him. Getting back to what I really wanted to call about, and your last caller was correct about the Jews. It's a Jew coup, Michael. We know that, and everybody who calls your show knows that. But the reason I called your show, I want to talk about Willard. I want to talk about Willard Rat Romney. Willard the Rat. His real name is Willard the Rat Romney. I was reading a story about Romney. His family came out of Mexico, actually New York, but they went to Mexico because of polygamy. And they were down there. There's a big group of people by the Cholula, Mexico. I don't know if you know that. There's a big Romney family down there. Do you know that, Michael?
No, I did not.
There's you can look it up on the computer when I hang up. There's about 300 of them. They live in Cholula, Mexico. The Romney family is very prestigious there. A lot of them moved back because they were getting kidnapped. Matter of fact, he had one of his second cousins got kidnapped not long ago. And they're very well armed over there. They protect themselves. They grow wine. They have vineyards and all that. And it's really interesting reading that story about Willard the Rat Romney. How he backstabbed Trump here is ridiculous. I believe this guy, Doug Jones, is going to get wiped out by Sessions, whoever runs in Alabama. But the reason I'm calling your show, and I'm going to get to the virus in a minute, Michael, but I believe after Donald Trump steps down, I believe his son's going to win the presidential election. I believe his son, Don Jr., is going to be our next president after his father. I have a funny feeling. Because the guy's articulate, good-looking guy, and I'm just saying that because I think this is going to happen because people are really waking up. All my friends, everybody I know is waking up. They know there's a coup going on. They know the Democrats are full of nonsense. You had that Bernie imbecile. I was watching C-SPAN this now, Michael. You got Bernie saying he's going to give all these illegals the first day he's president. He's going to give them everything. Free education, free this, free, free, free. Who's paying for us? I'll tell you what's going on here, Michael, on all these college campuses. Then I had a talk with my brother, and I told him, and he didn't agree with me. These college kids don't want to pay their student debt loans back. That's why they want Bernie or one of these socialist Buttigieg or one of these imbeciles, Democrats, because all these kids, millennials, they don't want to pay their college student debt loans. And some of these kids got $150,000, $180,000 to go to college. They feel like they get Bernie and they got to pay it back. No, you're going to pay it back. You're going to get a job like everybody else, and you're going to work your butt off, and you're going to do it like every blue-collar person in this country. You're going to work for it, and then you're going to pay off your debt. That's how it's always been. Now these licky-kissy, touchy-feely schmucks are trying to brainwash all these white millennial kids to be a bunch of sissies. That's exactly what it is. But they're sure not doing that in Israel, Michael. In Israel, you better be tough as nails. And you better have an Uzi or a machine gun. Now, like I said, I believe Don Jr. will be the president one day of this country after his father.
Now, that's funny because I thought they were going to run Ivanka. I think my sense is they're grooming Ivanka to take a run.
Well, Michael, you might be right there because she'll get all the Jew vote. She's a Jew, so she'll definitely get the Jew vote. Ivanka will get the Jew vote for sure. And all the Jews, the money will pour into her. I'll agree with you on that. You got to remember, her and Kushner are Jews. But, Michael,
yes.
What they are trying to do to Trump is disgusting. Okay, the Democrats have been exposed. That pig Pelosi. Now, you know I call your show all the time, and I'm very bitter about what's going on with this immigration situation. Okay? And they keep pouring in here. Matter of fact, Michael, I know if you saw this. This was amazing, what I saw today on One America News, OAN, this morning. They had all the figures, how much the illegal immigration is costing American taxpayers. Do you know how much it's going to cost in the next 5 years for illegal immigration, Michael? It's this is the One America News. You can go check it out. $1.8 trillion in the next five. In 10 years, it's going to be close to $4 trillion just for the illegals. Not the ones that are coming here legally that you got to help out. I'm talking about illegal immigration is going to cost American taxpayers in a five-year period. When Trump gets out of office, if this don't stop, it'll cost $1.8 trillion. It's all over One America News. They even had the figures how many snuck in last year, 992,000. 992,000 illegals crossed the border. That's not just Hispanic. That's Chinese. That's everybody. Arab, everybody. Now, some cities are totally gone, like we talked about in Paris. Paris is some place you can't even go. And that's why Germany's going to get out of the EU. And I believe once Le Pen wins France, you're going to see them out of the EU within 6 months, guaranteed. But, Michael, did you see the main thing about this disease that's going on in China? SARS stuff, whatever they call it. What's it called?
Well, they're calling the Wuhan coronavirus.
Yeah. Did you see what the animal looks like that's causing the whole thing?
No.
Have you seen the picture? It's okay. Let me explain what's going on. Breitbart, Drudge, all these networks were talking. They showed us this animal. There's an animal that these Chinese were eating in Hawaii, Providence, China, whatever it is called. And this animal looks like an armadillo. And it's a sacred animal. And when you look at the animal, you can go on there and look at it now, and you can talk to your audience. this animal looks like some out of a prehistoric, it looks like it's from 5 million years ago. It looks like similar to an armadillo, but it has a different scale system to it. And some people in China say this animal is like a sacred animal that it shouldn't be messed with. It's like a mystical animal, but these people in China, they'll eat anything over there, I guess. And they're eating this animal, and this word is the virus is coming from this animal. That was on Drudge today. They showed a picture of it. I'm going to wonder if you have a chance to see the picture of this animal, which kind of looks like an armadillo or some kind of a creature I've never seen.
I'll definitely hunt it down. I mean, there's a lot of exotic animals all over the world here. But, you know, I would be very cautious about accepting this story at face value, because if, in fact, this was something that was being cooked up in that BSL-4 lab in Wuhan, China's not going to want to admit it, and they're going to want a cover story as to where this illness came from. And I remember when HIV first made its way into the population, and they tried to blame that on the green vervet monkey, and that sort of fell apart, because HIV can't infect the green vervet monkey. So I would be cautious about this story. Are you there? I guess not. I guess we lost Tom. All right, well, let's switch over to Steve Elkins.
Well, I thought that the virus was coming from a bat, so this is new to me. It sounds like it's a coast-to-coast AM story with a new prehistoric kind of animal. It looks like an armadillo. I think that might be coast-to-coast material. I thought it came from a bat. But that's not what I'm calling about. I'm calling about Donald Trump and now taking revenge after on the Democrats and all those involved after the acquittal. And I noticed that Lieutenant Colonel Vindman is now going to be reassigned. I'm not sure they can fire him, but reassign. Maybe he'll get KP duty somewhere. The question is expunged and exoneration. Donald Trump mentioned that. And I guess my question to you would be, how would he go about having this expunged? Because it was an acquittal. It was based on all false information, and it was basically a political strategy. How could he get that done, the expungement or exonerated from the whole incident off his record?
Well, I think most people see him as being exonerated already. But if the GOP takes the House of Representatives this November, then they can literally vote through a measure saying that all mention of the impeachment will be stricken from the public record. And that would be that.
Okay. I did notice one person was left out on all his congratulations of a special attack team to defend him, but I did not hear Rudy Giuliani's name mentioned. Did you notice that?
I noticed that.
Yeah. Wonder why. What do you think?
Well, who knows?
Maybe because maybe Giuliani brought some problems on him. I don't know. Maybe just didn't want to bring attention to him. But I did notice he mentioned a lot of people thanking him. Rudy Giuliani was not one of them. Not one of them. Hey, add to Tom's thing here about Mitt Romney. I lived in Utah, and I'm kind of familiar with the guy. He's not well liked, and I think his voting to convict Donald Trump on the first charge, abuse of power, I think that's going to cost him re-election, no doubt about it. But just throw you back to a little bit of his history, aside of the Mexico thing. There, he was caught red-handed doing a little under the table wheeling and dealing to get the the 2002 Winter Olympics to Salt Lake City, Utah. He got caught. Nothing really ever came out of it. His excuse was, "This is how business is taken care of. Everybody pays under the table to get the Olympics." And he simply walked away from that. I'm surprised that didn't follow him in politics to say, this is the kind of guy that does wheeling and dealing under the table. He's a dishonest person. I'm surprised that he avoided that label itself. Last but least, the coronavirus. You had a caller yesterday, I can't remember where from, talking about, was it manufactured? You know, it's interesting how these new diseases pop up every year. So there's something new. it's very, very interesting how these things just kind of pop up. I do believe they are weaponized. They're being created in a laboratory and maybe accidentally getting out or maybe purposely getting out. But I did a little research on something maybe your listeners don't know about. Maybe you know about it. I just found out about it. Back in 1950, the United States Navy had an operation called Operation Ocean Sea Spray. So your listeners may want to look that one up. Operation Ocean Sea Spray, 1950, U.S. Navy. Aerial sprayed San Francisco with two biological pathogens, exposing 800,000 people to these two pathogens. Keeping this in mind, and what goes on in Plum Island, their little lab out there, there's a book called Lab 257, What's Really Going On at Plum Island. It's not far-fetched to think that somebody did manufacture this. It was introduced purposefully, and there's an agenda of why, what they're trying to accomplish. I know right now, they're going to be pointing a finger at China because of Wuhan, China. It started there. But I think maybe it might have been weaponized to maybe bring down the economy in China. There's a good possibility. There's some agenda with it. I just can't believe every year we got something new. And here it is. And by the way, the pharmaceuticals are going to cash in on this and be exempt from any kind of litigation because, well, they're saving lives, right, with a vaccine. And you're right, the vaccine, a viral vaccine, is not going to work because we have nothing that goes after viruses. Bacterial only, viruses, no. So that's all I got to say, Mike. You have a great show, but your listeners, look it up. 1950, Operation Ocean Sea Spray. United States Navy sprays San Francisco. Have a good day, Mike.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do
okay, I'm back. I'm back. Okay, here we are. Boy, all the technical issues. Okay, we are going back to Tom, who was disconnected by mistake before. Tom, are you there? Okay, Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Michael, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Mike? What's you have more that you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, I want to finish up with a few things. Yes, number one, Steve was good. Romney, that guy, he's a clown. Okay, listen, Mike, we know in 2012 he could have bought the picture. He could have probably made the see with Obama, Mad Maxine Waters, Al Green, Louis Farrakhan, all these other Jeffers, whatever. Who there's a bunch of them on that picture that Romney didn't want to pay for. But getting back to what I wanted to say about the first caller that I listened to, he was talking about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And I don't know if I told you this, Michael, maybe I did. When I went to his rally, she had 14, 15-year-old girls, like 10 of them, walking around the BBT Center with signs saying F-U-C-K Trump. And I went up to one of the little girls, and I asked her, why would you have such a filthy sign about the President of the United States? And she goes, because we're getting paid to do it. I said, okay, but that's wrong. And I go, how old are you? You know what she told me? She is 15 years old, Michael. And Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz is out there. What Debbie Blabbermouth Schmuck Schultz, Yenta, is out there telling all these young, look like Caucasian girls, walk around and I'm talking about American patriots walking around showing signs of the F-U-C-K Trump, and he looks like the devil and all that. That was the most disgusting thing I ever saw. So, no, these people are not playing fair. These demon rats are not playing fair. They're demonic. Look at Weinstein. Look at Epstein. I mean, it's all a cabal. It's a big cabal, and they're being exposed, and they're really going to be exposed within the next 6 months. I can tell you that right now. They will be exposed. As far as Romney, that guy's a clown. And that guy Jones, he's going to be booted out. Sessions should have never gave up that seat, that moron. But that seat will go back to a Republican. I can tell you that right now. I got some friends in Alabama, and they're not happy what's going on. But look, the whole thing here is it's been exposed. And I'm glad this went that way down the way it did. I'm glad Romney never did become president. because the illegals will be pouring here by the multiple millions, or Hillary. I mean, it was the best thing that could happen to this country that he lost, Obama won, and now we got Trump. That's all I can say to your audience, because, you know, all this stuff. And by the way, Michael, you're talking about that virus. Are there any cases in Taiwan? Taiwan have any of those people sick?
Yeah, Taiwan has got people who are sick. They haven't had any deaths yet.
Okay, so Taiwan, yeah, because Taiwan's right next to China, and I guess, yeah, I haven't heard nobody dying over there in Taiwan. And I believe Taiwan's a little powerhouse. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, most of the deaths are still confined to China, but there have been a few deaths outside of China now.
Right, right. I know they have a ship here in New York that has like 12 nationals that they're not letting them off the boat. Or they had a thing on Fox News where this young couple, honeymoon couple, was still...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure
lawsuit? That animal, Michael, maybe you can talk about that later today or maybe next week, sometime on one of your shows next week, about that animal I was telling you about. Looks like a platypus or armadillo or some weird-looking creature. I guess they're eating the thing. I know they eat any dogs and all that, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that virus, so maybe Steve's right. It's all manufactured.
You know, everybody eats what's in their immediate vicinity to eat, and we shouldn't look down on them because they don't have the American diet, although more and more they do. Anyway, listen, Tom, we're going to let you go because we're running out of time here, and I want to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I wanted to say I agree completely with Joe from Tennessee, and I also agree with what Steve Elkin said. We talked yesterday about the very suspicious nature of all these viruses coming to. I want to point out two things, and I sent you an article, and I saw you ran something a day about how an article about how the Iowa debacle is, where they claim it's incompetence, it really may not be. That it may be designed to be that way. And I've sent you an article a couple of times by Whitney Webb at mintpress.com. And Whitney Webb is a person I highly recommend, by the way, that you have as an hour-long guest or longer. She has written the most complete treatment of the Epstein thing. And she's also written this article called Manufacturing Fear, How Government and Media Are Prepping America for a Failed 2020 Election, and its connections to an Israeli tech company that is handling all this stuff. The other thing is with the Epstein thing I thought it was highly interesting that Judge Roberts was also implicated in Epstein.
Yes.
I wish you had more time to talk about that today. But to add on to what Steve Elkins was saying about that experiment in 1950, that happened.
Yes.
Take note that was 1950, Michael, an aerosol spray that they did on our own country. Of course, the Korean War may be prepping for what they were going to do, and I sent you something on that, by the way, about the biological
warfare. Yes, I did, and I put it up there. People died in San Francisco. You know, they underestimated the lethality of the pathogens they were using as test objects.
And Mike, the question I asked yesterday is, could we do that with all these viruses? And of course, we have the capability to do it, obviously. The second part is, would we? And I want to, some things I forgot to mention were that we're the only country that's dropped the atom bomb. We're the people behind, we gave, when Iraq and Saddam Hussein gassed his own people, we gave him the gas. When they did the thing in the Tuskegee experiments, where they did fatal experiments on black people for 40 years from Roosevelt through Carter. Would we? Could we? Yeah. Yeah. We would do that. We would definitely do that. And I hope we didn't, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least. But Whitney Webb, Mike, would be a great, she can talk Epstein, she can talk the political corruption, she can talk the connection between the elections and all this stuff and MAGA and everything else. And she is real, I know who she is. It would be great for you to get her on.
All right, I'll make a point of trying to get her on there. Peter, I'm going to have to let you go because we're almost out of time in this hour, and I want to take one more phone call before we end the live portion of our show. So we're going to switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I just want to remind your earlier caller, Tom, that the what Bernie Sanders is advocating about paying off the student loans, it's not just for the students. It's for the banks. It's just like what quantitative easing was. It's to help out the banks. The government, Bernie helps out the banks and does some capitalist stuff. Just like, so you know how each side is somewhat hypocritical? Like with Rush, and I'd like to remind people concerning about Rush Limbaugh's legacy, is that a lot of these people who claim to be small government conservatives, they end up loving big government wars. Remember, I've said how the Republicans were for and responsible for the first Persian Gulf and for the Iraqi wars, running up and spending at least $7 billion of American taxpayer, or $7 trillion of American taxpayers' money. And I'd also like to point out, Rush Limbaugh, he advocated both those wars, and he also was for NAFTA. So in a sense, Rush Limbaugh is on the opposite spectrum Bernie Sanders, right? And in another way, Bernie Sanders, is basically like a family man. He did divorce earlier, but he's kept his wife for the past like 30 years. And an honest man only worth about $2.5 million. Well, Rush Limbaugh, he basically made his money by being just the mouthpiece of the corporate oligarchy and doing the business of the military-industrial complex, and channeling money through his promotion of rhetoric and spreading of his conservative ideology among the American people as a propagandist that he is. And so, remember that about Bernie Sanders, fellas, when you're thinking about demonic socialist is. I mean, what did he do? He tried to keep jobs in the United States, being against NAFTA. He wanted to keep American corporations from creating a Rust Belt and sending jobs to China and to Mexico. He tried to reduce military spending and not have violence in Iraq and destabilize the Middle East. That's what that socialist Bernie Sanders advocated for. So I'd like to remind you guys that. Take a look in the mirror and take a good look and review that history of who owns those wars. It's the Republican Party and the likes of Rush Limbaugh. On that note, thank you.
Well, there's the music. I'm going to say aloha to everybody because the network failed over at Michael's place again. So we'll be back on Monday for another hour, and he's going home soon. So stay safe, everybody. We'll catch you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.